Political oppression and persecution in Burma, also known as Myanmar, have driven many minority ethnic Rohingya people to seek refuge in Bangladesh, where they live in makeshift camps under appalling conditions with often hostile neighbors. Charles Collins takes a closer look.
A Muslim minority population in Burma, the Rohingya, have fled severe repression and persecution in their homeland and sought refuge in Bangladesh and other neighboring countries for more than 50 years. Few find the assistance they desperately need and instead are forced to survive in huge makeshift camps with little or no basic amenities, including food or water. Now, increasing violence and intimidation in a makeshift camp in Kutupalong, Bangladesh, is forcing the Rohingya to flee once again. The medical relief organization Doctors Without Borders has an emergency clinic near the camp. Their head of mission for Bangladesh, Paul Creakley, told us what they have seen.
Some of them also tell us that they've been handed over to the Bangladeshi border force and beaten and forced to back to Myanmar from where they've returned to Bangladesh, seeking medical assistance at Kutupalong refugee camp.
Creakley says the camps are entirely inadequate.
The camp is a makeshift camp with no planning, not enough access to clean drinking water, very little sanitation. With this growing population, the chances of a disease outbreaks increase. I see children playing with feces instead of toys. The situation in this camp poses a serious risk to health.
There are 25,000 unregistered Rohingya in the area, nearly three times the number of registered refugees receiving assistance from a state-endorsed camp operating under the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. I'm Charles Collins.